France's Foreign Minister Alain Juppé has urged his European partners to follow the United States and impose further sanctions on Iran. Over the weekend, Washington announced that it was preparing to target Iran's central bank and financial sector. Mr. Juppé said Europe should act because Iran was still pursuing a nuclear weapons program.
Iran is continuing its nuclear armaments, there's no doubt about this. The last report by the International Atomic Energy Agency was quite clear about this point. And that's why France, without closing the route of negotiations, of course, wants sanctions toughened. And our president, Nicolas Sarkozy, has made two concrete proposals on that front. The first being the freezing of Iranian central bank assets, a tough measure, and secondly, an embargo on Iranian petroleum exports.
Our correspondent James Reynolds has more on Iran's reaction to the new US sanctions.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Ramin Mehmandpalast, says that the new US sanctions cannot have any impact on Iran. He told a news conference in Tehran that the new measure was a piece of US political propaganda. But Iran's economy tells a different story. At the start of the week, Iran's currency, the rial, lost more than 10% of its value against foreign currencies. Since September, the rial has lost 35% of its value against the dollar. The new US sanctions seek to punish foreign companies which do business with Iran's central bank. This matters because Iran's bank is used to process payments for the country's crude oil exports. And the sale of oil keeps Iran's government in money and power. Any disruption to its oil exports would cause trouble to Iran, but it may also push up the world price of oil. And this second part worries the United States. So its new sanctions carry a 2 to 6 month warning period. And President Obama has the option of applying for a sanctions waiver in the interests of national security or market stability.
That was James Reynolds. Well, as we heard there, the rising diplomatic tension between the US and Iran seems to be pushing up the price of crude oil sharply on international markets. A few hours ago, the main benchmark prices in New York and London were up about 4%, with North Sea Brent trading at $111 a barrel. Our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, reports.
The root of the problem is Iran's nuclear program and suspicion in the West that it might be developing a weapon. The most recent developments have raised the concern in financial markets that Iran might seek to close the Strait of Hormuz, the route out of the Gulf for oil exported by sea. In addition, President Obama has signed a new law to tighten financial sanctions on Iran, and the French foreign minister has called for an embargo on the country's oil. There is the potential for serious disruption to global oil supplies, and that has been reflected in a sharp rise in the price. Iran accounts for nearly 5% of world production. Tougher sanctions could hit those supplies. Other Gulf nations, notably Saudi Arabia, also export via the Strait of Hormuz. A fifth of all internationally traded oil passes through it, and a third of the total that's transported by sea uses that route. So if Iran were to disrupt traffic through the strait, that could have a very large impact on global markets. Oil prices are well below the peaks they hit before the financial crisis, but they are still relatively high, and further rises could easily aggravate the global economic situation, which is already fragile.
That was Andrew Walker.